Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, good morning to you. You know, the good news, when you talk about the Birds Town Halls, the last time we did one of these, Eagles won the next Super Bowl. Bad news is, many of the other times we've done these, Eagles did not win the next Super Bowl. So it can go either way. Needless to say, hey, Birds Town Halls, we are at the McGurk's in Royersford. We've been at the McGurk's in Horsham many times, but now at Royersford. And the program today is sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. You can join McGurk's this weekend and be here for their annual St. Paddy's Day bash. All right, it's been an active first 2 days in the NFL. Eagles more of a bystander, but, of course, active in trading CJGJ, which has not gone over well with many of the fans. Let's welcome in a man who chronicles it, all of it now, you know, for the Eagles and the NFL, and covers the whole thing. Kupate does wonderful work. And he joins us right now. Shield, good morning to you, bud.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
I mean, you know,
awesome. I can't believe we get to see Shield.
Joe's not doing
great. We get
great.
To see
Shield. I was listening. I know.
What is he, Vanna White or something? I saw Vanna White yesterday on TV.
I thought you were going to say in person. I thought you got excited.
No. I mean, still just.
She could be like 70 now. I'll
give you two words. 65, two words. Maybe? You ready? Holding up. She's holding up. All right, so Shield.
Same thing's been said about me. Yeah.
Holding up a lot less, though, I'll tell you that. All right, Shiel, I mean, how are we to feel about what's going on? I know he's got a plan, but that doesn't mean I like what's happening.
Yeah, I was listening on the way in, and I think it's perfectly fine to be have a little anxiety about they lost a bunch of great players from probably, for most people, the best team you've ever seen in your life. Dress up for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, having said that, Joe, I don't understand what you wanted the guy to do.
I'm not ripping Howie Roseman.
So this is the nature of life in the NFL. You have a great team. You have great players. Other teams see those great players. You can't pay everyone, and they say, we're going to pay them more than you can pay them. I mean, think about before the season, if I were to told you there's a scenario where Milton Williams makes $26 million per year. Right. You can't bring him back on that.
Do you want to pay him that?
No, but I wanted him on the Eagles.
Did the success cause you to be irrational in your affection and adoration? Joe has become an Eagle hoarder. Joe has been a player hoarder. You know, like he can't see the benefit to letting a player who has earned it go and earn that money elsewhere. I think you need to retool. You just need to reframe. I don't know how in the world you didn't manage to follow your own advice when we had a show on Monday all about, you know, suspending your emotion.
Emotionally
here,
it's prepare be hard yourself.
Because That's we do get attached to our Eagles. God. But you got way too over attached to where you're forgetting the truth of the reality.
Right.
There are seasons to this NFL thing.
Yeah.
And this offseason, you have to recreate a team.
Well, you do, and I get that. Sheila, let me ask you this question. Let's get, because I know one of the reasons we love having you on the program is you break down the film of every Eagles game. I mean, you very, very detailed. Let me ask you this question. Was Milton Williams a great player? Was he a very good player or lesser than that? Because there are a lot of people calling in now the last 2 days saying he was primarily a byproduct of Jalen Carter's success. I think he was more than that. You tell us.
Yeah, I was listening on the way, and I thought Rhea made a good point. Just because the players leave, you know, you don't need to say, oh, they weren't that good anyway. I mean, yeah. This guy made one of the
classics. Was he legit?
He was a very good player, Milton Williams, and he's 26 years old, and I think in a different era of Eagles football where they didn't just win the Super Bowl, where they were looking to hold on to their young players up front specifically. I mean, when's the last time they drafted a defensive lineman who was very good and did not sign that guy to a second contract? I mean, it's very rare. Now, was he benefiting from Jalen Carter being double-teamed? The answer is yes. You know, when the center's deciding, am I sliding to the left or the right, they're going to slide to Jalen Carter's side more often than not. But he still made the most of that. That's what you need from that spot. You need a guy who can win one-on-one against that left guard consistently. And Milton Williams did that this year. So he's a very good player. Should he be the third highest-paid defensive tackle in the NFL? Well, that's what the market said. I don't know that he's going to play to that level, but he was a very good player.
All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in. Byrdstown Hall, what do you make of the first 2 days of free agency? And with the league year starting up today, the third day of free agency, first official day. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Guys, how are we today?
Doing great, Dan.
We're doing whatever we're doing.
We're good. Joe's a mess.
Well, you tell me, Dan, how are you with all the removals?
I'm actually quite okay with it. Did you? Let's be honest. Are you going to be honest, though?
I'm always honest with you, except when I lie to you.
No, you're not. Did you expect the Eagles?
You weren't honest about the nipples.
Go ahead, Dan.
Did you expect the Eagles to win back-to-back?
Well, I know it's less likely than more likely. I mean, there's a greater chance a different team wins next year than the Eagles, but the Eagles certainly have a legitimate shot.
You think Josh Sweat is going to be? See, I kind of agree with you. I don't think these players are being appreciated for what they did or who they were, but they are being overpaid right now. You know who we signed this time last year?
Saquon.
No, Bryce Huff, right?
Like, yeah. Well, they signed Saquon this time, yesterday last year?
Right. But, so think about that player, right? So, I mean, I hope these guys have success, but these players get overpaid at this point, and
Dan. Some do, some don't. Milton Williams was underpaid. Saquon was underpaid, right?
No, I think they're overpaid. Not these players. I think.
Well, I know you're being selective in who you're discussing, but I'm saying.
No, I think Josh Sweat is overpaid. Like, I don't want to pay him. I don't want to see Josh Sweat.
Dan, you're a relatively smart guy. Tell me if you can understand this point. This point. There's a difference between a player being overpaid and his removal not being good for the Eagles roster. Do you get that point?
But his removal is good for the Eagles roster in the future, Joe.
Saying that allocating the finances differently can ultimately benefit the Eagles. What I'm saying is great chances are, the Eagles will not have a player next year playing next to Jalen Carter who's as good as Milton Williams was playing next to Jalen Carter. Do you understand that?
I do understand. But
Thank you.
Like all of us understand the way the NFL works.
Go ahead.
And
go,
what has to happen?
Go ahead, Dan.
You can't have that every year.
I know
what
that.
What do you want? You're acting like that irrationally.
Wait, Dan. I can't lament that my team is getting stripped away from.
That's not irrational, Joe. I mean,
that's not irrational.
That's the whole point.
We all are bummed that guys left. We just see
them. No, but you're not bummed enough.
We had to be. We were emotionally prepared for it. We were expecting.
If you're emotionally prepared.
That is how you feel.
First hour, I got a guy telling me that C.J. Gardner-Johnson was the worst in the NFL coverage.
He was wrong. That was a bad call. The pride of Lansdale was not the pride of Lansdale. That happens.
Dan, I'm just aggravated, man.
What is your solution then? I don't really have one.
There's nothing they can do but do their best. But I'm allowed to say that I'm disappointed.
Guys,
the team is being stripped away from.
We talk sports. So, like, to say that we're
what's so hard about that.
Yeah, that's the whole point. To say that we're unhappy about what's happened, but we understand it, is not being irrational.
Exactly. Dan, give me an answer. Who had a plan?
We move on. Now we start thinking about the next players we're going to sign, or all these compensatory picks that we're going to get, who we should get in the draft.
Who had a plan?
The biggest plan I ever put together is Andy Dufresne, 19 years in prison.
Great answer. That is a big answer. John, that could win. Now, there's going to be a lot of great answers, but that could win.
I don't know how you maintain that patience with a plan like that.
And the cracking of
there's
the
no
stones.
Way I could ever do
like
that.
Just, I would night fail. After night, all right, a couple stones out. Oh, my God.
How many years do you think that was?
And then think about the fear of someone finding the poster all those years. Like, it must have been.
I do have one flaw.
Didn't really have much else to do.
One massive flaw.
True. Oh, great.
One
what's
massive
flaw?
Flaw.
Oh, no.
Where are the guards for the 20 years that he's supposed to be sleeping and is, like, you know, not in bed?
Do you expect the guards
sleep? He knows their rotations.
Yeah, he knows their rotations. He goes all the way there, crawls all the way back in the 6 minutes they're supposed to check on him.
Well, he only does that a few times.
I don't think they're
times.
Checking
the
on him every 6 minutes.
Where are the guards?
The mass part of the 19 years, he's opening the hole.
Yeah,
and
where,
then eventually
where
gets
are the guards?
It's a movie, Joe.
They're on the rotations.
Yeah. And he syncs it up. Yeah, Burstown Hall, broadcasting from McGurk's in Royersford. It is all sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Be at McGurk's this weekend for their annual St. Paddy's Day bash. Merrill Reese is going to be here at 8 o'clock today from 8 to 9. If you've never met the legend Merrill Reese, this would be an ideal day to get it done. Come on out, bring the kids. I know there's a young in here, not that young, but he's off from school right now with spring break. Now, let me say, I really support the parents that choose to not send their kids to school on a school day to bring them to McGurk's for the town hall. But either way, whether you got spring break going on right now or you pull a Ferris Bueller's day off, get your ass here. Come hang out at McGurk's. And come see Merrill Reese from 8 to 9. Sheil Kapadia with us right now. He does phenomenal work with the Ringer. So, Sheil, has been an eventful 48 hours for the Eagles. Not a particularly good one, in my opinion. What do you think is next? What is today, Sheil?
Dallas Goedert is a player I have my eyes on. You know, when you look at what they did with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I don't think any of us saw that coming, where we thought, you know, all right, they're going to lose these guys in free agency, but they're not going to trade a core player like that. And so if the reason for trading Chauncey Gardner-Johnson had to do with a cash budget, with cap, with a guy going, you know, maybe wanting a new contract, I don't know if he did. I'm speculating on what the reasons might be. Now I look at Dallas Goedert, a guy who is going to cost you, I think, around $14, $15 million in cash next year and is going into the final year of his deal. Do we see some type of movement with Dallas Goedert? Which, to me, he has been a core piece of what they do offensively, not only in the passing game, but certainly as a run blocker. So as we try to predict, you know, is there going to be another surprise? Is there going to be another player to leave that's going to make Joe lose it even more? Dallas Goedert would be the player I have my eyes on.
And what is your gut on that? What is your feeling on Goedert? For me, I love him, the player. I don't love the dependability. And it feels like if they can get something for him now, maybe you cut bait while you can get something. That's my choice. What's your feel for that, Sheil?
My feeling is that when you have a team this good, you try to do what you can to not create a hole on the roster. We saw it with Dallas Goedert when he was injured last year. I remember us doing the hits once a week, and it was like those tight ends were getting killed as run blockers, and the run game maybe was not as good without him. So I would be reluctant. Now, I don't know how he feels about his contract. He's going into the final year of his deal. If he says, hey, you paid Zach Bond, you're making other moves, I want to be paid like a top 5, top 8, top 10 tight end, and you feel like that's going to be...
Is he that good?
When he's healthy, I think I would still put him top 10. You know? Yeah,
I would too.
Yeah,
I believe in Dallas Goedert when he's upright and healthy. Right. I think he can be a top 5, a top 3.
I agree that the pure talent, like, there are weeks where he looks like he can be that. I think the value of Goddard around the league is nowhere near how we're discussing him right now.
Like, I agree with
that. I don't think he's going to
do they hold his numbers against him, Elliott? Because he doesn't catch that much compared
I think it's the injuries. And he is 30 now, right? I mean, he was drafted a little older.
I can't believe that part. I was shocked.
It was last week. Four-year college guy,
right. Well,
30.
The other thing, too, to what Sheil was saying, I think this most likely ends with Goddard gone. But I think if Goddard is back, it will be at a pay cut. So they will save money with Goddard either way. I would be very surprised if he makes the full $14 million this year.
Elliot, is Darius Slay gone today?
Yes, I think Darius Slay will be released today, probably at 4 o'clock.
So not post June 1?
Well, so he'll be designated a post June 1st cut, so he'll be released today.
It'll be announced today.
Okay. Right, yeah.
Because they only have two post June 1st.
Right, they only get the two.
And one is already James Bradbury.
Well, one is expected to be Bradbury. They haven't actually, I don't think, released either of them.
Let's about Mekhi Becton? What is your expectation on that?
So the Kenyon Green trade is interesting. Kenyon Green has obviously struggled so far in
his
career.
Most of us refer to that as the CJGJ trade.
Correct, yes. For those who don't know who Kenyon Green is, that's who they acquired for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Former first rounder.
He did come.
Green.
He did.
15th pick 15th, overall.
Yeah, he came to the Eagles on a pre-draft visit, so they're familiar with him. He's had shoulder injuries, so he's missed a lot of time. But he's been awful in Houston. Like, there's no way to get around it.
He's better as a run blocker than a pass
blocker. Correct. He's better as a run blocker.
He was the worst pass blocker in the league, apparently.
Yeah. So the only reason I think it impacts.
That is a technique thing, though. I do think you can get better in that area.
Yeah, I think Statlin can make anybody better at anything.
Agree.
So I think he'll probably play well if he plays for the Eagles. The tricky thing with Becton is if you sign Becton, you're presumably signing him for at least 2 years of starting, I would think, like minimum, if you're going to sign him.
Yeah, because he'll get a big enough
Exactly,
field,
right. And so that means Kenyon Green, like, what is his role? Is he just acquired to be a backup? Maybe that's how they view him. But I would think if they traded Chauncey for him, that they view him as starter potential.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Obviously, on the Byrdstown Hall, we want to hear from you. 215-592-9494. Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, high ceiling with the Shipley guy. I mean, I like high ceilings too, but the only thing I really know about high ceilings are they're harder to paint. Kenny Gainwell was a hell of a running back for us. Yeah, he was a part-time guy and a meaningless guy, but, you know, a lot of people think that. But he was there in valuable situations. He was also one of our guys on the special teams who did a good job, and we all know that special teams helped contribute to our loss in the Super Bowl in 2022. Gardner Johnson, in my opinion, bad move. I mean, there's a lot of coincidences with him, but one of them is that every time he goes to a team, their defense improves, and every time when he leaves, they get worse. So to me, that's somebody you keep. And the last one is Rodgers.
Well, why would they quit? Why would they get rid of him twice then?
You know, I have no answer for that. I really don't. He was only $8 million on the cap this year, but the guy's got
there's a lot that goes into this.
To be fair, though, they may have made a mistake. I mean, when Andy Reid got rid of Jeremiah Trotter, I think he made a mistake.
I think that this organization is pretty
No, they
shrewd.
Just they deserve a
They're
lot
pretty
of
wise.
I understand
for
that.
Them to
no
do
doubt,
the same
Rodgers?
Thing twice.
You don't think that was a mistake?
What's that?
$15 million for 2 years for Rodgers. I think that guy, he was one of the top defensive backs back 2 years ago when he got nailed for gambling. He was like rated number 5. And then they let him go for $15 million. I think that's a mistake.
And only $8 million guaranteed.
We all know
well,
that,
again,
though,
but Steve, I will say this. It's one of those things where that's the kind of thing, if they had all sorts of cap space, they probably would have kept him.
Yeah, but they got 22. I mean, you know.
But look at what they got. Look at what they got to fill. They got to fill a safety. They got to fill D end. They got to fill D tackle. I mean, we don't know if Brandon Graham's on the team. I'm sure if he's back, he's not making a million. He's going to be making something.
Well, obviously, Lee Williams was going to go, and so was Josh Sweat. Let's face it.
I mean, we don't even know if they have a starting linebacker right now because Nakobe might not play, and they lost Burks. Now, maybe that's Trott Jr. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know that. But like I said, the players we just lost are going to meaningless teams, and to me,
yeah. But that doesn't make me feel better.
All of it.
All right, Steve, give me an answer for who had a plan.
I won yesterday something, so I'll let somebody else win this one.
All right, pal. Steve, appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot coming up, including in 1 minute here. I got a question for you in 1 minute's time about the Birds.
My family and I have busy schedules with work, sports, school, hanging with friends. Sometimes we need a quick meal, but I don't want to sacrifice quality, taste, and freshness, and I don't have to, and neither do you, because Wild Fork Foods has you covered. They have over 125 quick and easy meals, just heat and serve. Man, we know DeCamera loves shepherd's pie. It is awesome. My kids love the chicken pot pie. Family size, just $14.98. You can't go wrong with vegetable fried rice, a one-pound pack for only $5. You should try the shrimp wontons, too. Wow, 10 pieces, $5.98. They even have items for your picky eaters. They're family-sized baked mac and cheese, delicious, just $14.98. They even have a variety of pizzas, like four cheese, margarita, and mushroom and truffle is fantastic. Don't sacrifice quality and freshness because you're busy. Visit one of Wild Fork's five greater Philadelphia locations or shop online for same-day delivery straight to your door. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie from the Byrdstown Hall, of course, at McGurk's and Roseford. We got Elliot with us. He's on the Surfside Free Agency desk. It may crank up during our show with moves. We'll see. Normally more in the afternoon in these situations, but it could be some stuff in the morning. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. We got James, we got Rhea, and we got Sheil Kapati. Wonderful to be with you. McGurk's in Royersford. Come on out if you can this morning and join us. Byrdstown Hall. WIP will be broadcasting from here until 7 o'clock tonight. So obviously there have already been a couple surprises. The biggest, CJ, GJ. But also notable that while it was said that, you know, maybe they lose Goddard, which they haven't yet. Maybe they lose Slay, which they haven't yet. You know, pretty good chance they lose them both, which I would say most people when the Super Bowl was right over from being played, most people would probably say that would be a surprise. Not going to lose them both. Probably will. Sheil, let me ask you this question. What is the most extreme level of a surprise that you could broach to say this could happen? Like, could they – do we now have to be in the mindset they might lose A.J. Brown? Like, how far do the surprises go?
That would shock me.
That would shock me, too.
That would shock me if it got something to that level. I think other than Goddard, I honestly cannot think of a player that they would say, hey, we're going to move on from this person. You look at the defense. They're not paying a lot of people on defense. I mean, it's Zach. You know who the highest paid player is on defense?
Is it Zach Bond?
It's Bryce Huff. He doesn't even play. He's making $17 million per year, and then Zach Bond's making the same thing. Other than that, they got a lot of rookies, so there's no incentive to move on. Those are the most valuable players in the NFL, great starters who are on rookie contracts. And then you look at the offensive side of the ball. I mean, that would shock me if you moved on from A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith. You're not moving on from any of the offensive. Yeah. So, I honestly, the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson trade was surprising to me. I did not think that was a move they were going to make. It's not like these other positions where they have young players on the roster where they say, hey, you could plug in Keely Ringo. You could plug in Tyler Steen at guard. There's nobody on the roster who you can play a game tomorrow and say, hey, they're going to be close to as good as Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. So I think that was the big surprise. Goddard might be the next one. Other than that, I would be pretty shocked if they moved on from any of the other veterans.
We have very few D tackles. We got Ojomo. We got Jordan Davis, who is very specific in his D tackle-ishness as a nose tackle, a run stopper. We got Thomas Booker, who no one knows. He's another run stopper like Jordan Davis, who would not be playing many reps. I mean, it feels like
Jalen Carter,
with Jalen Carter and Moro Ojomo, I guess Byron Young is the only other guy. Like, this is – how many are we going to add? How many D tackles is this Eagles team going to add this offseason? It feels like that group is going to be completely brand new except for our awesome young player.
Yeah, edge rush and defense. I would throw edge rush in there. That might be more concerning to me, honestly, because you look at it right now, you've got Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Bryce Huff, and we'll see if Brandon Graham comes back. So that, to me, is even thinner. I think defensive tackle, Ojomo is a guy who we could be talking, you know, when we do our weekly hits next year in week 7, and we say, He's kind of this year's version of Milton Williams. Yeah, I really think he's got that potential. I thought he played well this year, and I think he's going to be a guy who plays increased snaps. And you know who saves you in all this is Jalen Carter. Because he not only for how good he is, He plays, what, 80% of the snaps? He doesn't come off the field. And so now you're talking about you just have to fill the other defensive tackle spot with multiple guys. But Jalen Carter, for a defensive tackle to be able to handle that type of workload, very unusual in the NFL. And if they were more of a rotational-based defense up front, then I would be even more concerned. Because now if he's playing 50, 55% of the snaps, you got to find more defensive tackle depth. So I think it'll be a priority specifically in the draft, early in the draft, that defensive line.
I do think the draft becomes more intriguing than we perceived
I agree,
couple of days ago it would have been. I mean, they went from no holes to holes.
To guys who could play and matter. I mean, a defensive tackle, a tight end, and spots at least where it seems, according to draft experts, that the draft is strong in, which is good to hear.
But that also sets us up for so much failure, because I think we will forget that rookies don't normally do what Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, I agree with you, John.
Quinyon Mitchell
That's an exception.
Did last year.
That's an exception.
That is such rare air, and we now expect. We had two of them. We had our first two picks, just bang.
And Jalen Hunt contributed too.
And sure.
Well,
and
the other part of this too is I think the Eagles as a team are a team that sometimes like overcorrects quickly. Like when they got slow, they went out and they added a bunch of fast receivers. I think it was 2 years ago, they were the oldest team in the NFL or something like that. And now what you're seeing is they are committed to playing young guys. Like they are doing, like going above and beyond to get young guys on the field. So when you bring the
draft
up.
It worked this past season. I mean, they were young this last year.
Yeah, but I think when you talk about the draft, the other importance of it is like these guys are going to play. Like the Eagles are going to play their draft pick. So it's a critical draft where if you're going to have Jalen Carter, AJ making all this money, you got to hit on cheap rookies.
All right, it's the Burnstown Hall from McGurk's and Roseford. Come hang with us if you can. 215-592-9494. Seth in media right now. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning. Happy Town Hall.
You got it, buddy.
Seth.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good stuff today. So, I want to say, I'm not surprised. Joe Chicken Little to camera is, the sky is falling. Look, man, I'm the point.
Ooh, write that down on the nickname list, Joe.
Oh, yeah, that's a keeper right there.
I'm definitely disappointed.
He's writing it down.
He's writing it down.
I want everyone to know he actually is writing
I'll write it down. I'm an honorable guy.
You are. That was good work.
Go ahead.
Hey, Seth, write down this nickname for you. Butthead. All right? Write it down.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Seth, even if you're driving, write it down.
Don't, if you're driving.
Not if you're driving.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
I already have the name tag. All right, so I'm a little disappointed, of course, but, you know, a lot of this stuff you kind of see coming, and just like Shield was saying, you know, like, I think the bigger thing that Howie has on his plate now is, you know, you got to weigh out which hole in this team you're willing to create that if it's going to happen, that you feel you have the confidence to fill. And, you know, there's a one that's kind of slipping through the cracks here for me with this discussion today, because I am bummed about CJGJ for sure. But N'Kobe Dean, he's not starting next year, right?
We don't know, but I would think it's very possible he's not, at least for a good portion.
Yeah, Oren Burks wasn't a terrible replacement. Like, I don't know how much he got to walk. Maybe he just
$5 million.
I mean, come on. Like, that just doesn't, that seems like
2 years,
$5 million
or less.
Especially when you're talking about rotating guys. Like, I don't know, man.
Well, you got to remember this, Seth. They're paying one linebacker $50 million total. So, you know, they're probably going to go cheap.
I think it also tells you that they feel better about Trott Jr. than maybe we know.
Maybe, or that they just feel worse about their salary cap.
It's possible.
You know.
It also could be that N'Kobe, they have a better feel for N'Kobe being back sooner. Like,
maybe.
I'm just saying there are other potential reasons. Because I'm with you. When I saw 2 years, $5 million for Burks, I was like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Right. And you know what? Here's the thing, too, man, is like I believe it or not, you know, despite the red wedding that just happened with this team on the defense, I am definitely a little more concerned. And I trust Howie and I trust these coaches to make the best out of these young guys for sure. But I'm a little more concerned about what's going to be coming the following offseason. When you're talking about paying these guys, the
are you serious?
We're already getting an extra.
Are you serious?
Well, to be fair, though, Seth, a lot of people are referencing that some of this is to set up the Jalen Carter contract.
Yeah, of course.
Which you got to imagine is going to be, you know, at least
massive.
At least $175 million.
That's
or 100, at least 150, at least. Seth, give me an answer.
So we should be thinking about Super Bowl 28.
Well, I think Howie is. I think.
Well, that's 61. The thing. Let him. 61. Let him.
Seth, give me a plan. Answer. Who had a plan from a fictional standpoint?
So you just and you guys can answer this when I get off the air. But I'm wondering who you guys think Howie might have in like lined up to maybe, you know, deal some trades to get a veteran in here. But my answer for your question is this person should absolutely be one of the all-time supervillains, but unfortunately they're real, and they definitely had a plan, and it's my ex-wife.
Oh, no!
That's funny. That's funny.
Wow.
Shield, do you have a sense of who could be brought in here? Like, Bosa's off the board. He was available. He signed for $12 million. I mean, are they going to almost just sit this entirely out, or are they going to bring in somebody?
I think they're mostly going to sit it out. I think they're going to be very patient. I think you could see a veteran edge rusher once the market calms down. I don't think it's going to – maybe it'll be today. I would be surprised. I think they're going to wait, see who's left, see who you can get value on, and I think edge rush is an area to look at. Now, I will say, I was surprised – you guys mentioned it earlier – that the Eagles were mentioned in connection to safety Justin Reed last night, who signed with the Saints, because that would kind of blow up a lot of what we're talking about.
100%.
You know, if you move on from Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and you say, hey, it's because of money, and then you turn around.
Well, who said it was because of money?
Well, CJGJ said they told him it was because of money.
A lot of people have said they thought it was because of money.
CJGJ said it. He said, right. I get it. It's because they have to sign these other guys. Like, it's a money thing.
I think the team's messaging is probably that it's financial related. Now, I'm with you. I don't know. Is that 100%? It's not the case if they turn around and they pay another safety that kind of money.
Well, the other way
to say it's about money. I guess that's the way you pawn
it
off.
The other part of it is all this, like, we want to give Sidney Brown a chance. I mean, if they just tried to pay Justin Reed $22 million, like, that kind of makes you wonder how
much. And you know that, or you think it, Elliot?
I mean, this is according to James Palmer.
They said it went down to the wire.
What about Justin Simmons, who also says that he wants to come play for Fangio? Do the Eagles want him to come play for Fangio.
So, I mean, they haven't wanted him in the past, right? They had a chance to get him last year. So I don't know if that's changed. He would make sense as a veteran guy to teach Sidney. But, yeah, that sounded to me more like Justin Simmons has interest in coming here than he believes there's interest from.
Well, let's listen to Justin Simmons. We have the audio of him talking yesterday. Here's a portion of what he said. He already had talked about, you know, knowing Vic, having played for him, Eagles position coach as well. Let's listen to more of what he said.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things about Philly. Obviously, I think their offense is clearly one of the most talented in the league. That offensive line is unbelievable. But what the defense did this past season to go win that Super Bowl is crazy. Like watching those guys operate, you could tell the leadership there top down is by far one of the best in the league. So to have an opportunity to go play in Philly, especially reuniting with Vic and CP like we just talked about, it's high on the list.
Okay, and look, it should be. But I'll say this. What he talked about as far as what that, quote, what that defense did, four starters from that defense are gone. Isaiah Rodgers is gone. And as of right now, you don't have Brandon Graham. Don't know if he's going to play. Don't know if he wants to play. Don't know if the Eagles want him. I just know this. As of this moment, there's essentially six players that contributed that are now not Eagles. So they've lost a lot. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Now, they can still keep BG, but, you know, I think most of us think they probably won't. We'll see if they do. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet.
But that's not a dire situation the way you're making it out to be. Like, if they...
Well, losing four starters is pretty dire.
Well, I think it's the norm. I think it's probably the norm to be in that vicinity on both sides of the ball. And we've... Right now, we're only losing one guy in Mekhi Becton if he goes.
And maybe N'Kobe. So maybe it's five.
Okay.
I mean, you might have him on the team, but maybe don't play.
It's not as dire as it really is the
normal. It's pretty extreme.
Turnover.
It's pretty extreme, man.
It is not pretty extreme. Mm. It is the norm. And again, I think you're player hoarding. I think you are too attached and letting backup guys go now.
But
you're holding on to them like they're treasure.
Yeah, but here's my point.
They are great guys. We value them.
Pick a year.
We thank them.
2014. Let's say they lost five starters. What do I care if they weren't that good? What do I care? I care a lot this time because they just had the second best Eagles defense I ever saw.
But they also had the best roster in the NFL.
I know.
You know,
no, that's
so
fair.
You're losing from a stronger
base,
you know?
Sheila, let me ask you the same question I asked Elliot earlier. The three big ones that are still dangling could go either way. Slay, Becton, Goddard. How many, and I'm obviously crossing defense and offense now. Slay, Becton, Goddard. Sheila, how many do they keep?
Zero or one. I would be shocked if it's more than that. I mean, Becton, you look at what some of these guards are getting on the open market. There are guards who I think Becton is as good as who are making $19 million per year. I mean, so even if he doesn't have a great market, it's still going to be more than I think the Eagles would be willing to pay. Slay, I think you say he's 34 years old. You have Kelee Ringo. You kind of need to get younger at that spot. You have the draft. I would expect them to do that. Goddard's the mystery to me. You know, I thought really coming into the offseason, I thought don't create a hole at tight end. You don't have anyone there. But now with the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson trade, I'm rethinking that and wondering if he's a player they're going to move on.
By the way, 2014, not the proper analogy, because they let go of LeSean Foles, Evan Mathis. Remember, that was when
Chip took a hatchet to the roster.
Chip was like, yeah, I don't need guards. I don't need my quarterback.
I like Sam
Bradford.
My running back. That guy's awesome. Right?
Let's go get DeMarco Murray.
Do you remember, too, when that trade happened and we were all like, so we're getting Bradford and a pick.
Right.
I get it. And then it ended up being we were giving Foles the pick and we were all like, what is happening?
It was
right
so stunning. All right, Twitter poll.
Well, oh, go ahead.
No,
I wanted to ask.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. By the way, reminder, Merrill Reese in 15 minutes will be here at McGurk's in Roersford. So if you've never met Merrill, a great day to come out and meet Merrill. He'll be here from 8 to 9 today with us on the air. Three poll questions. One, are you happy with what has happened with Eagles free agency so far, yes or no? Second question, whose departure bothers you the most? Different reasons you might feel bothered. Different prices, different value, you know, whatever. Different perception of whether they'd be back. Whose departure bothers you the most? CJ, GJ, Isaiah Rodgers, Josh Sweat, Milton Williams. And the third poll question, did CJ, GJ's social media activity last week contribute to him being traded, yes or no? No. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
The safety spot, Sheil. Tristan McCollum, I think, is our starting strong safety right now.
Yeah.
Tristan
well, Sydney McCollum. Brown. Sydney Brown, too. One of the two.
Okay.
But Vic preferred, you know, they had Vic times this season where they had to play somebody, and they played Tristan McCollum. Then they moved Devontae Maddox. There's no evidence that Vic Fangio thinks Sydney Brown can be a starter in the
Why?
NFL.
And I love Sydney Brown's want to. Yeah. Fly around. CJ, and CJGJ had some of that, like where he would just put – he was fearless, put his face, fly full speed. Yeah. And you don't even – you don't see that with everyone in the NFL. You don't see that with some teams. They won't even sacrifice for their – that's part of what the Eagles do so well. They got guys who are willing. Sydney is so willing. What's the problem?
You know, I think he had the injury. He didn't practice a lot. And I think the safeties in a Vic Fangio defense have to be among the smartest guys on the field in terms of football smarts and not allowing explosive plays. I mean, that was a key part of what this defense did so well last season. And I think if Vic Fangio sees a guy back there who he feels like he can't trust, and that's going to lead to just one mistake by that guy leads to a 40-yard completion, he's not going to put him out there. So I do think it's interesting to see how they fill that. You know, you mentioned Justin Simmons. One thing I like about Vic Fangio, I don't think they've brought in a single guy who he's coached before. You know, NFL teams all the time, they're like, just go sign that guy. I coached him before. I'm familiar. He's like, no, find me the best guy, and I will make it work. A lot of these guys we're talking about, think about how we talked about N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond last summer. No one was saying this is going to be one of the best linebacker duos in the NFL. So I do think part of it, it's almost like Stoutland on the offensive line. A lot of this comes down to how much do you trust Vic Fangio to identify guys for lower numbers than you're paying some of these other guys and make it work. I'm not saying you should have blind faith. I see Joe looking at me over there. I'm not saying you should have blind faith, but I do think that's part of the calculus.
No, you know
for
why?
The Eagles.
You know why I was looking at you like that? Signing players from someone else's old team. I was thinking about Rich. Frickin' Kotite.
Oh,
and War the Chip 37,000 New York Jets he brought in 30 years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
All Jets, and it didn't work. Let's go to Rick in Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm heading down to see you guys.
Nice.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Rhea, we hung out at Jacksonville one, and I'll be playing Patriots.
God, that was a long time ago.
It's been a long time. So, anyway, N'Kobe, is he coming back or not? You know, in this day and age with medicine, Bryce Harper came back pretty quick. Brandon Graham came back. So, N'Kobe's young. Maybe he is coming back earlier.
Maybe. Maybe.
But you know what?
You know, just remember, though, there was a big advantage with Bryce Harper. He didn't have to play the field because of the DH. I mean, linebacker in the NFL is a different deal.
Yeah, I get it. You know, I kind of agree with John. You know, I just like to give Sydney Brown, I'd like to give him a shot. He's a go-getter. He sticks his head in there. He really goes after it. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, we talked about this earlier in the year when the Eagles started to turn the corner, 6-2, 7-2, 8-2. We all talked about this. How are the Eagles going to keep all these players on the defensive side of the ball when they have all these offensive players locked up, and now we're seeing that's coming to fruition?
You know, Rick, I would be interested to know, and Sheil or Elliot may know this best, is as of this moment, is 85% of their money on offense?
Elliot? Yeah. As of this moment, I mean, yes, but that's going to change.
Like, is it like literally like?
Well, I don't know. If it's probably not actually 85%.
It might be.
But
it really might be. I mean, you think about who's paid on offense. From Jalen to Saquon to Lane to Mulata to Dickerson.
Yeah, it's really only
to AJ and Devontae.
Might be higher than that.
I mean, right?
It might be.
Again, Bryce, yeah, honestly, Bryce is on the defense. Like,
but
that
so
is.
What? I mean, Bryce would be what? The like sixth highest paid player on the offense?
Yeah, but
I mean,
that's going to change
Jalen,
quickly.
Jalen, Devontae, Lane, both receivers.
I mean,
Lane,
it's incredible.
Mulata, all those guys. Landon Dickerson, all those guys make more money than anyone on the defense.
So
all of them.
It will change quickly over the next few. I don't know if you consider the next 2 years.
Carter,
quickly.
Quinyon,
yeah,
Cooper,
they have a lot of big contracts coming up on defense.
Yeah. All right, Rick, obviously, totally Howie's got a plan. Doesn't mean I have to enjoy seeing it happen. Give me, from a fictional standpoint, who's got a plan?
Andy Dufresne.
Already said. Already said. Yes, sir.
The general in the Dirty Dozen.
You know what? He did. That's Lee Marvin in the Dirty Dozen. What a great answer right there.
I don't think it's that great.
Dude, he was getting them to bond together, come together as a group by hating him, and then get ready to kill the Germans. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Town Hall Day, everybody.
Happy Town Hall.
So
we don't normally go from kill the Germans to happy Town Hall, but I guess from a World War II standpoint, we do. All right. Hello, Ed.
Yeah, whatever works for you, Mr. DeCamera. Clearly the CJ-DJ trade was the first holy bleep moment of this offseason. Still a lot to kind of unpack there. But I guess the question for Elliot and Shiel, if he's still there, there's a bunch of players that are, like, not really at immediate positions of need. I mean, depending on what they do with Goddard, it'll make tight end an immediate need. But for guys that who could potentially fall in the first round that you wouldn't normally suspect the Eagles draft, like, you know, if Malachi Starks falls to them at 32, a safety, do you consider him? Or if, like, a Tyler Warren or a Loveland falls to, like, the 20s, do you maybe move up to get them? Like, what are some of, like, the dark horse prospects that, you know, conventional wisdom says we may not go for, but you wouldn't be surprised they take?
Yeah, so I'll just be honest in saying that I've not completely dived into the draft yet, coming from the Super Bowl to this. But, you know, to your point about the prospects that they could target, I do think that they will go into the draft wanting to get a defensive lineman. If you look at the positions of need on the roster, I like Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith, but I think they want to add someone there. It's a strong defensive tackle draft. So just in terms of who could be the best available, I think you could see him go there. And, you know, you talk about the safety from Georgia. They haven't drafted a safety in the first round. I mean, I can't think of the last one. And really, Sidney Brown in the second round was
third, first beginning of the third.
Yeah, like they don't really draft safeties high. So I think you will just see them stick to the positions that make the most money in the league. And safeties just don't make as much money as linemen or receivers and those type of guys.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to reach. I don't think they're going to look at this and say, hey, we lost Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. We have to find a guy like that in the first round. I'm with Elliot. I think they'll stick to kind of their core principles. Now, we do have to look at those differently now than we did a year ago. When you're paying Zach Bond $17 million per year, when you're paying Saquon Barkley what you're paying him, you're willing to kind of go outside what we've seen the Eagles do in the past with just offensive line, defensive line. So there could be a surprise in there, but I don't think you reach to try to fill one of these position.
All right, Ed, give me an answer from a fictional standpoint. Who had a plan?
Michael Corleone's plan to assassinate McCloskey and Salazzo at the restaurant.
Yeah, boy, that's another good answer.
So,
man,
is that the best Michael Corleone plan, though?
Well, you tell me.
Settling all family business.
That's
man.
What I,
it's like
yeah.
multiple layers and things yeah. happening all at once. I think that at the end of the movie is actually the better answer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I agree with you. I agree with that. But, you know, the
it's
gun.
It's a good answer.
The
it's
gun
good,
was in the yeah, bathroom.
Yeah, I'm not
all
ripping
that.
It. It's a good answer. I just don't think it's the best Michael Corleone.
All right, so let me be clear. You guys, know, James, just go ahead, John.
Our caller asked about possible additions, guys, that would be options to add draft-wise or free agency-wise. Other Marcus Epps is
is an option.
Marcus Epps signed a two-year deal with the Raiders.
I like him more than Sidney Brown.
Well, I think that it's possible that because he's been around for a while and it's possible they'd feel like they could depend on
sure.
him a little bit more. And he went out there 2023, 2024, 2024. I think he missed most of it
with
an ACL.
Yeah, he had a good 2023, 2024. He missed time. But Marcus Epps is a good suggestion. But I also think like that's probably just where they're shopping right now. Now, the Justin Reed thing is out there and surprising. But I would expect for the most part, unless they land someone they think is undervalued, they're essentially bargain bin shopping at this point.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, my reaction the first 2 days of the Eagles free agency is just disappointment. And it's not ripping Howie Roseman. I mean, you can't rip him for having had so many good players and then you don't get to keep them all. I'm not ripping him, but I am lamenting. As an Eagles fan, that so many guys are gone. I mean, here's the ledger as far. I believe this is the tally so far, who's in, who's out. I think I got it all right so far. Here's what's in. In is a quarterback named Dorian Thompson-Robinson. In is a fifth-round draft pick from the QB trade. In is Kenyon Green, an offensive lineman who's not considered good. In is a fifth-round draft pick from the CJ-GJ trade. And likely in, and I'm using the word likely, is compensatory picks based on what's gone, although we don't technically know that yet, but they'll likely get some compensatory picks. Here's what's out. Now, you ask yourself which side of the ledger looks heftier. Here's what's out.
I think we all know.
Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Isaiah Rogers, Kenny Pickett, Oren Burks, a six-round draft pick in the CJ GJ trade, Kenny Gainwell, and CJ GJ. That's a stunning difference in the ledger. And here's what is still floating out there, and it doesn't look good. Darius Slay, Dallas Goedert, and Mekhi Becton. So, you know, I brought up earlier, you know, the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs for what New England did for two decades and what KC's done for almost a decade. And I know the Eagles just beat KC in the Super Bowl. But it is remarkable that Kansas City with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes for close to a decade have done what they've done. And that, you know, beyond unbelievable what Brady and Belichick did for two decades. Beyond unbelievable. In a salary cap world. So my reaction is I'm disappointed. I'm not angry. But I'm very disappointed.
Can I try and make you slightly just a little bit better? Sure. Just thinking ahead, and I know it took a year for it to happen, yeah. But 2022 they lost five starters and, you know, just as good players comparatively to the roster.
Yeah.
And they won the Super Bowl a year later. Like, it was only one bad season and 11-6 and a bad end. And then they won the Super Bowl the next year. So, like, I get it, but at the same time, like, we just saw this happen to the Eagles 2 years ago where they lost a bunch of good players and didn't replace them immediately. And they won the Super Bowl a year later.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair point. I guess the retort to that would be sometimes when you have to make those type of moves, they work out, which obviously they did in the last 12 months. And more often than not, they don't work out. So we'll see. CJ GJ obviously was a surprise. Let's listen to what he said yesterday, talking about his reaction to when he found out the news, well, initially at least, that they were going to trade him. Here's CJ GJ yesterday.
I ain't lying to you. I thought they were fools. I ain't lying. I saw 3-1. I'm like, that's April Fool. They damn sure got me. They playing crazy with me right now. But no, it wasn't no love law. It wasn't no bad blood. It was a great phone call, to be all the way thorough. Them young guys got to get paid in Philly. Jalen Carter, Reed, Zach, all them guys got to get their money. They deserve it. You know, me getting older, so I got to understand, like, it was no bad blood. All I asked them was, like, between me and y'all, like I told them, I just want to go somewhere where I could play winning football. I ain't asked for a specific place. I just want to play winning football. Like, I ain't even saying a lot. Other than that, you know, I woke up next day and boom, there it is. So we're in Houston.
Yeah, it sounds like he's indicating Monday they told him we might trade you, and Tuesday they told you we told him we're trading him.
I'd love to know his reaction to the Justin Reed report.
Probably not positive.
Hopefully he tweets about it, honestly.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So Rhea, do you think, speaking of tweeting, do you think last week's CJ GJ social media stuff contributed? Maybe they would have traded him anyway.
No.
But do you think last week contributed?
So, no. So, I like talk to some people about that. Like, CJ GJ is liked in that building. And that he and Darius have a very competitive nature to each other, which I think, you know, showed well on the field, like always trying to see who's better. So I don't think it had. I think they were not surprised that those two kind of had a back and forth on Twitter. That's who they are.
Shield, do you buy that, or do you think Sirianni was miffed and Howie was miffed, and it's a factor? Even if it's not the main thing, it's a factor.
No, I think Sirianni has said the player who he most relates to is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. So they had Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in the building for an entire year. He left, and even after that year, they decided we're going to bring him back on a 3-year contract. So I have to feel like, you know,
Let me ask this question, okay. Shill. Why was he traded yesterday then?
Yeah, it is still a mystery. I think part of it is financial. I think part of it, they had to make decisions, and maybe they went to Vic Fangio and they said, Zach Bond for $17 million, but it means you have to lose Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Do you want to do that, or should we keep Chauncey Gardner-Johnson? And Vic said, I can more easily replace Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I don't have a great answer for you. I think fans are well within their right to be like, why did they do this? Because this is not a move they had to do. Milton Williams, he was a free agent. He got to sign anywhere. This was a move. They could have kept Gardner-Johnson. And so I'll be honest, I'm still a little miffed by it. I think we have to see how they replace him. If they replace him and pay somebody, then we know it's not about the money. You gave that money to somebody else. If they go real cheap and say we're going to sign someone to the veteran minimum or draft somebody, then you can buy the idea that, hey, they wanted to save a little money here.
I know none of us want to believe this, but it's obviously they just don't think he's as good as everyone else does. Like, it just is what it is. Like, that's the reason. The reason he's gone is because they did not want to pay him what he wanted to be paid, and they didn't view him as an irreplaceable player.
Well, our final thing with Shield, until we do a hockey shift in about 1 minute, Shield will be out and the great Merrill Reese will be in. Shield, final thing. What happens today?
I think Goddard is the guy to watch today. Do they hold on to Goddard or do they let him walk, whether it's a trade or even a release? I think that's the big one I've got my eye on. Other than that, it might be a little quiet for the Eagles. Maybe they got something up their sleeve where they could sign a veteran edge rusher or something like that. But I do think Howie Roseman has prepared for this to be a little bit of a quiet offseason given how good the roster is and some of the decisions they've got coming down the road.
All right, from the Ringer and one of our favorites here at WIP, Shiel Kapati. Thanks, Shiel. Stay well, bud.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Follow his work, obviously, on social media, on Twitter, and, of course, with Shiel. The Ringer.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.